welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Mark, how are you doing?
Doing great. Good to be back in Georgia.
Good. We got an ethical topic today. It's nice to have you back in Georgia. In the past month or so, we've been recording these on a less than ideal technology. So it's nice to have you back. Moving to the poem of the week, today we're going to talk about a study that uses placebos. And placebos have a long history in medicine. They've been used perhaps less than ethically at times in the past, but they've also played an important role, and perhaps the most important role is that in research. And we often use placebo-controlled studies to look at the effect that a supposed active ingredient is having on a patient. Today we're going to look at a study. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It asks an interesting question, which is, how do different placebo interventions compare with albuterol for the treatment of a wheeze in patients with asthma? Mark, what did the study investigators do?
Yeah, this was a really interesting and I think novel study, and I think it, you know, they studied asthma as the sort of the platform or the vehicle, but I think the findings really inform a lot of what we do in medicine, and so it's good stuff. Anyway, they found a bunch of people, 48, who responded to an albuterol bronchodilator after being off all their inhalers for a 24-hour period. So basically, they were folks who they knew got better when they got real albuterol. And they randomly assigned them to get one of four treatments. There was the active treatment with albuterol, but the others were a placebo inhaler, sham acupuncture. So it wasn't even real acupuncture. It was sham acupuncture or no intervention at all. And everyone got all four of these interventions in a random order. They had about 5 or 6 days between each visit. And they looked at two kinds of outcomes. They looked at the objective sort of disease-oriented outcomes, like the FEV1, and they looked at subjective outcomes. You know, were you feeling better? And the FEV1 was interesting. It increased by 20% in the active treatment group, but only about 7% in all of the placebo groups and in the no intervention group. So 3/4 of the albuterol patients had a clinically significant response, only about a quarter or less of those in the other groups. So this was the sort of scientifically measurable, you know, either you're, you know, blowing more air out or you're not kind of an outcome. Now, they also asked them about subjective outcomes. And did you have a 50% improvement or more on a 10-point scale with each of these treatments? And they found that with albuterol, they had a 50% subjective improvement, 45%, almost as much with a placebo inhaler, 46%, again, almost as much with the sham acupuncture, but only 21% if they got nothing at all. So two completely different results depending on whether it was an objective outcome like the FEV1 showing that with the only thing that worked was the real albuterol inhaler, but the two sort of more deceptive placebos worked nearly as well as albuterol, and the no intervention did nothing either subjectively or objectively. So really interesting stuff, and you know, highlights the idea that maybe we ought to be having both a placebo group and a no intervention group in more of our studies.
Well, it also raises the issue, does it not, that we need to recalibrate what we define as an effective medicine. Is it going to be these disease-oriented outcomes like the FEV1, or is it going to be subjective? And with someone who's got asthma, it seems to me as an asthmatic that it's much more important how I feel and how comfortable I am. I'm taken by a couple of facts that you mentioned. One, that only 50% of the people with the active ingredient responded. You know, that's great, but that means 50% didn't respond. I'm also taken with the fact that 20% of the folks who got nothing and knew they got nothing responded.
Yeah, well, the percent subjective improvement was 50%, but you're right. It was still real significant, at least probably a clinically significant improvement even in the no intervention group. And, you know, part of that has to do with probably regression to the mean, although, you know, you wouldn't expect to see that much difference just over such a short period of time.
The other question I have from a methodologic perspective, again, having admitted that I'm an asthmatic, I use albuterol, and I can certainly tell when I'm taking albuterol. You know, it's got a particular taste, and as someone who doesn't drink coffee, I end up being quite jittery after I've used it. I wonder how hard it is to conceal that in this kind of, remember, these are all people that have taken albuterol, so they know what it's like. Yeah. How do you do that with a placebo?
Well, you know, you can mask, and they did try to mask the taste, and you know, but you're right, you can't, you know, put something in there that I don't think they put up an effort in there. That wouldn't have been a good placebo right. either, but I don't think they put anything in there to raise the heart rate or make them jittery. So you're right. But on the other hand, the subjective group that got the sham acupuncture, that got the placebo inhaler, who, if you're right, should have known they were getting a placebo inhaler, did nearly as well.
Yeah. Very interesting study. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, and just, you know, keep this one in mind as you see studies and as you, particularly with subjective outcomes and things where you go, how could that possibly work? Well, maybe this is part of how that's working. So talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.